When presidential candidates call Syrian refugees threats to national security, Annika Best cringes. The Nashvillian spent 5 weeks with Syrians living in settlement camps in Lebanon, and now she's using her photography to show the faces of those stuck in the middle of crisis. Erica Ciccaroni has the story.
Annika Best had never been to the Middle East or in a refugee camp. She's white and in her 20s with blonde hair and a tattoo of a hot air balloon on her forearm. But December 2014 found her in the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon playing soccer with 8-year-olds when a young mother named Hamida walked up to her and took her hand. She led Best into a tent and poured her a cup of tea. Since no translator was around, Hamida took out her smartphone and began to scroll through photos.
Through time, I realized she was showing me her former home. It was a lot greener than I ever would picture with Syria. Her home was beautiful. I think that was the first time I really got the sense of the enormous loss that was all around me.
The Bekaa Valley is the size of Rhode Island, about 10 miles from the Syrian border. Some 370,000 refugees have crammed into tent cities. 3 full-time staff members are responsible for all these people, and volunteers, like Annika Best, who came here with a faith-based organization, help hand out UN food rations and donated clothes. Best taught art in a dirt floor school built by aid workers, painting murals with children.
In the afternoon, we'd go to a different camp and just do tent visits. So that's when we would just sit, drink tea, have one translator in each tent, and talk with the people, learn about their lives, just share.
Best was discouraged from speaking to men, and as she learned the stories of the women, she struggled to reconcile Islamic traditions with her feminist values.
You don't want to, like, in any way offend that culture or try to change it by bringing your, like, Westernism, and you want to be open-minded, but at the same time, it's hard not to be like, you can wear pants too.
She brought her camera everywhere, and her photos show barefoot children crowded in doorways, clotheslines strung up between tents, the many colored garments hanging above puddles, families posing together with the mountains in the background. Her landscape shots make the valley look like a muddy wasteland. But in many photos, children are laughing, making faces, posing with their arms around each other. Beth says her camera was often the starting point for friendships she made with adults, too.
So it's kind of this, like, what are you doing here? We know that this is dangerous for you, and we know that everybody thinks that we're terrorists. Why are you carrying this camera around? Can you take a picture of me? More importantly, can you go get that printed and give it to me, because I haven't had a picture of my family since we left.
After 5 weeks, Best moved on to her next assignment in Beirut, then Egypt, then home to Nashville in April. But the relationship she made in the Bekaa Valley stuck with her. When governors around the country said they wouldn't accept Syrian refugees into their states, she opened up her laptop to revisit her photographs. She got the owners of the Red Arrow Gallery in East Nashville to open their new space a month early for a quick 4-day exhibit. She knows the scenes don't represent every refugee in every camp, but she wanted to convey the stories of the people she met.
You have loss that I can't understand, but I see you and I want to know about you and I want to take this back to where I live and tell people. These people have faces, they have homes, they have lives, they have dreams and hopes, and they lost everything.
She points out a portrait of a couple crouching down in the dirt in front of a bright red tent. Hamida, the young mother who initially showed Best photos of her home, is dressed in an aqua and violet hijab and long sleeve dress. Her husband drapes one arm around her shoulder. She's smiling.
When we had a translator present, she told us about how she escaped bombings by putting her kids under her dress. Like, that's something I'll never forget. She's miscarried 3 times since being in the camps. I can't forget that.
Hamida was 24 years old when they met, already with 5 children. Best calls her a friend, but she has no way to reach her, to ask where she's living now or how her children are doing, no way to offer support.
I want to say, like, hang in there. I believe that good is going to prevail. I believe that people will take care of them. And I want that to happen.
What persists in her portraits is a sense of dignity. Annika Best's photographs are not about suffering. They're about living, each day, in a stalled state, with a future unknown. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Erica Ciccaroni.